You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Did you know that only one in four kids in foster care is placed in a home with their brothers and sisters? Research shows foster children who lose contact with their siblings are more likely to develop emotional attachment disorders, feelings of isolation, and have an increased risk of self-harm. That comes from a policy report written by one of my guests. Brittany Barros is part of the 2018 Foster Youth Internship Program at the Congressional Coalition on Adoption Institute. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
And Scott McEachern is one of Brittany's brothers. They were separated in foster care. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So, Brittany, I want both of you to tell your story. What did you experience when you were separated from your siblings?
So what happens when siblings get separated, they're traumatized, right? So they're being taken away from the people that they love the most. So once they're traumatized, they start having behavioral issues. They even start having physical health issues. For example, in my case, because of being separated from my siblings, I was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, as well as depression. I experienced a tremendous amount of grief. Being separated for 6 years is not something that social workers or people that work with foster youth should take lightly.
How old were you?
I was about 14 years old, and we didn't get all back together until I was 20 years old, until this August.
Scott, how old were you at the time?
I don't know, probably like 9-ish.
Brittany, you got to stay with your sister for a while, but Scott was isolated from all the rest of the siblings, is that right?
Yes, that's true.
What was that like for you?
I didn't like it at all. I lived with them for a lot of my life, and then everything that I knew had to change all of a sudden.
How did that manifest itself? I mean, were you just lonely, or were you?
Well, I was lonely, of course, but it hurt me so bad that I went into major depression, major defiant behaviors. I spent a good 3 or 4 years in and out of residentials. It was hard, and I was trying to find the best way to deal with it.
Brittany, did you have any kind of contact at all with your two brothers?
So my brother, Brandon, who was in juvenile for 2 years, he was in the juvenile justice system. I did get to have contact. I did get to see him once a week. But Scott, on the other hand, who lived in Missouri for the 6 years, it really depended. For about 3 or 4 years, I got to have absolutely no contact with him, which was very devastating and very difficult. The case plan team told us that because we were both sexually abused by the same person, they didn't want us to be re-traumatized by each other. And while the intent sounds good, I just thought it was a lame excuse to keep us even more separated. And then finally, eventually, when I fought for contact with my siblings, I went to the Children's Bureau in the state of Missouri. I went to the Ombudsman office, and I finally got it to where we could write letters. And the writing letters happened for about 2 years. But me and Scott would, unfortunately, we would have to sneak contact. So we began to sneak phone contact when nobody else knew.
I finally got it to where it was supervised contact, but at least it was better than having to sneak it all the time. Don't get me wrong, I would have done it for the rest of my life until I turned 18 if I had to, but I mean, it was just so hard.
Why do you think it's important for siblings to stay together?
Because if they're not together, then like for a temporary time when they don't have places they can go to trust, at least they can go to their sister or brother and say, hey, this is what I did. Like, I need help with this. How do I go about this? Like, they have no one, at least I'll have that one person or that two people to talk to, or however many siblings I have, they will have them people to talk to.
Also, another thing that's really important about siblings being together is because siblings have everlasting bonds that shouldn't be destroyed by a broken system. You know, these sibling bonds are important because they're the person that's going to hug you when you're crying. It's going to be the person that's going to feed you when you're starving. It's going to be the person that's going to give you a blanket at night to sleep with. Like, siblings are meant to be best friends. And when a system takes that away, what will a foster youth have left without those sibling connections?
I don't remember which one it was, but there was this Fast and Furious. One of the actors said, all you got is family. He said something a little bit different, but it was along them lines. His family matters the most.
What'd you think about when you heard that line?
I was like, yeah, that's so true. And like, they're going to be the ones there to support you. They're going to be the ones when it's hard. They're going to be the ones there. Good days, bad days, easy days. Like, it doesn't matter.
Brittany, I want to talk about some of the policy corrections that you've suggested in the report. Let's start with this idea of a sibling Bill of Rights, a national Bill of Rights. What rights would that safeguard?
If the federal law were to require a national sibling bill of rights, on a national level, it would give siblings the right to frequent visitation, to live together, and to be told why they can't live together if that were to happen. So far, about 10 states have a sibling bill of rights on their local level, but I believe siblings having the right to see each other shouldn't just be state-by-state basis. It should be on a federal level.
And I know Michigan is not one of those 10 states with a sibling bill of rights, but tell me, this report was lengthy. Your report was one of many. What are some of the other policy recommendations you're presenting?
The data system that collects data on foster care is called AFCARS. And in December 2016, the Obama administration said that there has to be new requirements on data collection within foster care. And some of this data includes how many children are in foster care, how many siblings are separated, how many kids get adopted out, what type of schooling education system they have. It's all types of data. And so in December 2016, in what is called the final rule, the Obama administration said that states must take data on siblings being separated in foster care. Well, the Trump administration reversed it and delayed it for 2 years. And this delay is really unfortunate because how are we supposed to help keep siblings together when we don't even know how states are struggling to keep siblings together? We need more data collection on that so we can understand better ways to help the system being able to keep siblings together. And so I'm urging Secretary of HHS Alexandra Azar to implement the December 2016 final rule on AFCARS and to release without delay so we can get data collection on sibling separation.
In your report, you pointed to Florida as having a model program to keep siblings together. So what are they doing in Florida?
The Neighbor to Family program, I read research on them, and they keep 98% of siblings connected in their foster care program, whereas only about 50% of foster youth get to be together in a regular foster care program on a given basis. And so what I want to happen is I want to see competitive grants coming through, funneling through federal funds to be able to put money towards programs like the Family to Neighbor program so kids can have the rights to be together. Because a 98% success rate, like, that's absolutely amazing. And I want to see other programs being able to copy and paste that model of how they are working through federal grants and federal dollars so we can actually implement models like this so siblings can be together.
The one thing that occurred to me as I was reading about this is in some cases, some families who are foster families don't have the facilities to bring in maybe four or five kids. Is that part of the problem that if you have four kids in your family or five kids in your family, perhaps there's nobody who could take all of them at the same time?
Yeah, and that's exactly what I talked about in my report, too, is lots of children are being separated from their siblings because we lack the facilities and the parents that are able to take in large groups of siblings. And that's what the Neighbor to Family program in Florida accommodates. They find foster parents and train them with high-quality training programs to teach them the importance of keeping siblings together and therefore convincing these foster parents in training to take larger groups of siblings. And that's successful in what they do. And so, I think more training for foster parents would be relevant and really helpful to making sure that siblings are connected and staying together.
I understand both of you have plans to keep working on this issue to make foster care better for siblings. Scott, how are you going to be working on this project?
Well, as soon as I do get the time, I'm going to start to write a book about my experience. And then whenever I can, I'm going to open up a nonprofit organization for foster care kids where they can come in and they can basically say whatever they want. I want that to be like their like little safe spot.
Brittany, what kind of plans do you have?
Yeah, so I currently go to school for social work. I want to be a foster care worker. And not only that, I want to be a foster parent, and I want to be one of the foster parents that take in large groups of siblings. I also plan on continuing my advocacy work that I do through nonprofit organizations. And finally, I plan on working with my local state representatives as well as my federal representatives on sibling separation and foster care. And so if you are a policymaker and you're listening to this broadcast right now, I want you to understand how important it is to keep siblings together. And I want you to be able to come up with legislation and policy to keep siblings together, such as a sibling bill of rights in Michigan. And then hopefully if you're a federal policymaker, you'll get the National Sibling Bill of Rights moving through Congress.
We've been talking to Brittany Barros and Scott McEachern, a brother and sister who were separated by the foster care system, and they're now working to get policy to keep siblings together in foster care. Thanks for coming in.
No problem. Thank you.